Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 30th, Monday, 2020, Day 90. Today's topic, honey, it's time to get up. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins. Everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 45 verses 1 to 17, Deuteronomy chapter 13 verse 1 to chapter 15 verse 23, Luke chapter 8 verses 40 to chapter 9 verse 6, Proverbs 12 verses 5 to 7. Today's main passage, Luke chapter 8, verses 49 to 56. While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," he said. "Don't bother the teacher anymore." Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed." When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. "Stop wailing," Jesus said. "She is not dead, but asleep." Then they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, "My child, get up." Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. And Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, honey, it's time to get up. Timothy Keller explains what does it mean. Of Jesus saying to the little girl, "My child, get up," in his book, Jesus the King. He says, this is a pet name, a diminutive term of endearment. Since this is a diminutive that a mother would use with a little girl, probably the best translation is honey. He says Jesus is facing death, the most inexorable enemy of the human race, and such is his power that he holds this child by the hand and gently lifts her right up through it. Honey, it's time to get up. I sincerely hope that you have faith that Jesus is facing COVID-19, the most implacable, inexorable enemy of the whole world, that he is holding you by the hand and gently say to you, honey, it's time to get up and get out of that darkness so that you can enjoy the sweetness of being with me. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, Help us to have that faith, knowing that you are holding our hands to wake us up and get us out of darkness, that we can enjoy the sweetness of being with you each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you experience that intimacy of Jesus calling you honey? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.